AP News, I'm Hayap Anjwani. Ukraine has received the first F-16 fighter jets that it has sought for months to fight back against an onslaught of Russian missile strikes. That's according to a U.S. official who confirmed the information to the Associated Press. Ukraine has been pushing the United States and other Western allies to get F-16s for Ukraine for months. Iran is asking the U.N. Security Council to hold an emergency meeting to address Israeli aggression and terrorist attacks after the killing of Hamas's leader, Ismail Haniyeh, in Tehran, and the targeting of a top Hezbollah commander in the Lebanese capital. Arrests at the southern U.S. border are down, continuing a trend that started before the Biden administration asylum restrictions took effect. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. authorities say United States-Mexico border arrests have plummeted about 30% in July to a new low for Joe Biden's presidency. That's according to two U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. The U.S. Border Patrol is expected to arrest migrants about 57,000 times this month, down from over 83,000 arrests in June. That would be the lowest monthly tally since September of 2020. The halt on asylum applications would end if daily arrests dropped below 1,500 over a 7-day average, a scenario that Customs and Border Protection officials are preparing for. Jennifer King, Washington.
Olympic triathletes swam in the Seine River after days of concerns about water quality. In an AP interview, Nathan Dutton, an amateur triathlete from Utah, says the Olympic triathlon is one race you could allow yourself to get sick for.
It's a super cool place to do it, like in the downtown of Paris. There was obviously like some concerns about the quality of the water, which I mean, I would be concerned about. But in the end, it's the Olympics, and if you're going to get sick for one race of the year, it's this race.
This is AP News. New Jersey's ban on the AR-15 rifle is unconstitutional, but the state's cap on magazines over 10 rounds passes constitutional muster. That's what a federal judge concluded in an opinion. Colombia's leader presses Venezuela's president to release recent election details. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro has called on his close ally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, to release detailed vote counts of the weekend election, in which electoral authorities declared Maduro the winner. Petro's comments follow harsh criticism from the international community of Maduro and his ruling party-loyal National Election Council, which has yet to release any polling center-level results, as it's done in previous elections. Maduro's toughest challenger, Edmundo González, and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado say the release of those figures would show the president had indeed lost the election. I'm Charles de la Desma.
I'm Hayap Anjwani, AP News.